Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction. Okay, and so that was The Menu. You know that feeling you get when you want something so much, you don't get exactly what you expect? I think The Menu's a bit like that. Let me break it down for you into its core ingredients. Anya Taylor-Joy and Nicholas Hoult play characters who find themselves in amongst a reptilian ensemble of wealth and privilege. Together with the other guests, they have been invited to a gourmet experience like no other at Hawthorne's, an exclusive restaurant, Cum Island Retreat, where chef Ray Fiennes holds his staff to an almost absurd culinary perfection. Sporting a script with razor-sharp dialogue, the film wastes no time in dissecting the suppressed flaws of the guests. Hedge fund managers, overinflated food critics, and more all have brought shameful amounts of personal baggage with them. However, Anya Taylor-Joy is the fly in Fiennes' perfectly prepared ointment. So, will she ruin his evening, or will she make director Mark Mylod's black comedy into a real treat to savour? Well, unsurprisingly, Anya Taylor-Joy excels, and The Menu, without question, is a quality film, with a story and a script to savour. Working its way through its set courses, there are plenty of forays into black humour, and a lot of body horror is promised for the final course. Fiennes as Chef Slovak is a darker, more sadistic take on his ebullient yet deceitful hotel manager from Grand Budapest Hotel. The repression is there again, but this time the joie de vivre has been replaced with a mannered sense of hurt, which he serves with course upon course of fiendish dishes. Nicholas Hoult is also on form as a self-obsessed foodie called Tyler, who blindly sees nuance and shade in every burnt fig leaf that's kind of brought to his table. However, it's interloper Anya Taylor-Joy who steals the show. Holding her own in a cast that could easily be described as intimidating, she again shows off the star wattage that she brings to every film that she's been in so far. However, saying all that, in the end, the film ends a clear debt to Hannibal, the peerless TV show where Mads Mikkelsen took cooking to a place of opulent discomfort. Moving beyond that, it is actually really Peter Greenaway's The Cook, Thief, Wife and Her Lover to which The Menu owes the biggest debt. Assembling a diner de cons, each who will have their secrets undone in an opulent banquet, I have to say that Greenaway's 1980s tableau still tables the most praise from me. But that's not to take anything away from The Menu. The Menu is still a great watch and well worth enjoying alongside Greenaway's more sadistic smorgasbord. Inventively departing into the territory of trying to satisfy an ensemble who can't and refuse to be satisfied, it's a cinematic buffet that I think will sustain you to the very end. So, get ready to tuck in as Ray Fiennes and director Mark Mylod have made a righteous meal which is ripe for your pleasure. So I suggest you go and take it in now while it's on the big screen.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.